Mr. President, colleagues, honorable ministers, Director General. First, Namibia congratulates His Excellency Dr. Shigeru and his deputies for election to the presidency of the 66th World Health Assembly. We pledge our support in fulfilling the mandate of your most demanding office. We also commend the DG for her sterling work, excellent statement, continued strong leadership, and for recognizing her dynamic team. Namibia fully supports the Director General's call for continued high levels of vigilance and surveillance related to new emerging communicable diseases such as H7N9 avian influenza. This calls for continued building and strengthening of the surveillance and response capacity of all member states to effectively implement the international health regulations as an important expression of our mutual international solidarity. Similarly, we believe it is important to further enhance global cooperation in the realm of monitoring evolving microbial resistance and sharing the relevant data. Mr. President, Namibia welcomes the DG's strong leadership in advocating for health to feature prominently in the post-2015 agenda. There can be no doubt that the health-related MDGs have added to tremendous focus, energy, and resources to our work on key health outcome measures. In Namibia, this focus has contributed to reducing HIV prevalence from 22% to estimated 13%, achieving an ART coverage of 80%, and the reduction of mother-to-child transmission of HIV from 35% to less than 5%. Similarly, we have seen a significant reduction of malaria cases from around 700,000 cases in the 90s to less than 10,000 cases in the last season. And Namibia's maternal mortality, which peaked at 449 per 100,000 births a decade ago, has now been reduced by two-thirds, that is to 150 per 100,000. However, globally, there is no room for complacency. We have created important dynamics that are carrying us forward. We have put in place unique funding mechanisms that have opened up considerable additional resources flows. There is, however, need for continued emphasis on health given important global trends such as the following: the ongoing epidemiological and demographic transition in Africa and Asia, the emerging non-communicable disease pandemic, the growing divide in human development outcomes between the poor and the rich, and also the increasing human impact of climate change. Mr. President, I am addressing the Assembly at a time when Namibia is going through the worst drought since independence, that is 23 years ago. Thanks to His Excellency President Hifikepunye Pohamba for his bold directive, that is, no Namibian should die of hunger, we are engaged in a number of important measures to mitigate the impact on our people. Namibia therefore shares the concern expressed by the DG on the global post-2015 development agenda. At the same time, we are very pleased with the recommendations of the recently published report on health in the post-2015 agenda, and specifically welcomes its suggestions that a holistic life course approach to health be emphasized with particular focus on our people and their specific needs. Indeed, we agree strongly that we need to continue accelerating process on the current MDG targets, as well as push for heightened attention to NCDs, mental health, and other emerging health challenges. We also are in full concurrence that much stronger emphasis must be placed on health to be taken care of in all government policies. Namibia feels that our message to the UN General Assembly Special Session must be loud and clear. We strongly support the proposed resolution on this important agenda item that is currently being drafted by member states from the African region. Finally, Namibia would like to add its voice to the DG and others who have expressed their grave concern regarding the safety of healthcare workers while performing their duties. Human resources for health remain the Achilles heel of all our programs and services. They have to be there and ready to care for our people at all times. All of us must therefore ensure that the working environment of our health workers is safe at all times and conducive to the provision of quality health care, be it promotive, preventive, curative, rehabilitative, or palliative of nature. Thank you for your kind attention.